after E.K. Charter was the first painting I made, taking imagery from albums and reframing them, and providing these masks too, where the painting lives on glass and there's this image behind it, printed in halftone to recall Ben Day Dots, Roy Lichtenstein's paintings, and printed matter. This is not a digital image, but a made thing. And pressed together in this way, they make a new flag, one that recalls a giant half circle from Janet Jackson's video for Love Will Never Do Without You. This was my first attempt, and it is quite simple. Janet lives on a horizon, above a dark sea, below a fire, a siren calling us to her. I have always been self-conscious of my smile and of showing my mouth. And here on the cover of her 1995 hits compilation, Design of a Decade, was this beautiful photograph of Janet smiling, her giggle a sign for laughter and joy. What a great symbol, I thought. What a great aspect of oneself to share. I wanted to reframe the myth of the siren as this figure who lures sailors to their death, calling them to the coast, trapping them. How do you transform that? At the time, I was in graduate school, a place where I had to defend my love of Halloween and defend my work, which touched on themes of death using populist imagery, these things people thought they knew. I wanted to flip this imagery around, dislocate aspects of what we know, reframe or collage them, Frankenstein them into new bodies, new symbols, new metals, new heraldry. I have also always thought of my work as a form of self-portraiture. All work is portraiture, and these paintings, in quotes, are diaristic. They come from a time, a moment, an experience in my life, a certain place. I react to them, I'm there with them, I sit with them. I figured out you can get bigger pieces of plexiglass in 2015 when I started using digitally printed flags. I stumbled on this flag-making store across the street from Betsy Ross's house in Philadelphia, and I was thinking about her and the idea of the flag as a symbol. People make flags to show what they stand for, what they're proud of, who they are. I thought, when I make a flag here, I should print a giant figure of Janet Jackson. I was a fan, I loved her, and I wanted to be with her and look at this beautiful photograph of her. Design of a Decade came at a moment when Janet was rebranding herself as a sex symbol. She was moving away from her early albums like Control or Rhythm Nation 1814. The fashion photographer Herb Ritz directed the video for Love Will Never Do Without You from Rhythm Nation, and his imagery had appeared in her 1993 album Janet. The Love Will Never Do video was extremely important to me. I would sneakily try to catch it on MTV growing up. It was titillating for all the reasons you can imagine. The video has beautiful people in the desert interacting with giant geometric shapes. The actor and model performing on that half circle, who turned out to be Jimon Hounsou, is quite a sight. I began thinking about symbols. How does a person become a symbol? What is their essence when they are an icon, bigger than life? The other reference in this work is Ellsworth Kelly's 1959 painting, Charter, an artwork that I would often visit at the Yale Art Gallery in New Haven, Connecticut. It appealed to me as the perfect flag, or badge, or coat of arms that might represent me. It is orange and black, the colors of Halloween, and a reminder of light and dark, fire and darkness. I wanted to transpose the painting into a heraldry that spoke to me.